What could Google's plan to create a massive online reading room mean for your local library and for your librarians? To get an idea, we're joined by Carol Bray Cassiano. She's president of the American Library Association and director of the El Paso Public Libraries in Texas. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you make of Google's plans?
Well, I think it's fascinating, actually. And just as librarians, of course, our goal is always to provide access to more information and more knowledge. So in that respect, I think the plan is very exciting. We have long seen technology as a tool. But now, of course, that this amazing amount of information is going to be available, I think, you know, some people may say, well, does that mean that people won't visit the local library anymore? And I would have to say that's not been our experience as librarians. We have seen, for example, at the American Library Association, the statistics we have show that library use has doubled in the last decade, and we're now up to 1.2 billion visits to libraries in the United States. So, interestingly enough, with the Internet and all of the other electronic resources we already have, we have not seen that impact the amount of library usage.
Well, with this new technology that allows you to digitize these books, and as we see more and more books available online, do you see a future where libraries might not have row after row of books on the shelves?
There's certainly the possibility that there will be fewer books in some areas. You know, for example, I think that it's been proven that primarily what people use these kinds of digitized resources for is for research, accessing information. In other words, people are not usually using a digitized book or an e-book, for example, as their bathtub reading, you know. So consequently, I think we're still going to see a large number of resources in libraries for recreational reading. And of course, we have many other resources, too, that people use.
You know, as the information is digitized, it makes it sound like this is all so easy, that the information is just a few keystrokes away. But there's something about tangibly holding a book and looking at page 67 and then quickly paging forward to page 389 and sort of holding something and moving back and forth. It's quite a different experience when you're scrolling up and down on a computer screen. Does that concern you at all?
Well, I think it's something people need to be aware of, you know, that this is not, it might be the next big thing, but it's certainly not going to be the answer to everybody's prayer for, you know, greater amounts of information at your fingertips. In the first place, it's going to take some time to get all these materials digitized. Besides that, you know, you do have, as you mentioned, the issue of just how do you access it? You know, do you have a powerful enough computer and a fast enough bandwidth at home that you can access that information as quickly as you need it?
Does it concern you at all that this project is being pursued and controlled, really, by a for-profit enterprise rather than a public institution?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I would just have to say that, of course, this information is already available. These are books that are already available to the public through a wide variety of libraries. So I don't really see this as being, it is an amazing partnership, actually, and I think will probably ultimately help libraries in some ways. You know, for example, I understand that once you find a book that you want, you can type in your zip code on Google, and it will take you to the closest library that has that book. And I think that is really a great thing and exhibits how, you know, sort of a public-private partnership can actually benefit people.
Carol Bray Cassiano, thanks so much.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
Carol Bray Cassiano is the president of the American Library Association. She's also director of the El Paso Public Libraries in Texas.